Casey Washington. Casey Washington, what's good, bro?
What's good? How's it going?
Hey, Casey, I'm telling you, like, I don't feel like I discovered you, but I do feel like when I first met you and I came out to that Pflugerville practice, I think it was going into your junior year. But, you know, at that point, do you remember that day and the moment? And at that point, did you feel that you were going to be a Division I wide receiver?
Yes, sir, for sure. I mean, you know, things don't always go as planned. And, you know, my high school career was a blessing in disguise. And I just feel like, you know, the work and the positions I put myself in were good to, you know, get me where I am today. And I'm just thankful for that.
You know, Casey, so I grew up in Pflugerville as well, and I think I came across you a couple of times at the old the Pflugerville Park playing volleyball. But I think a lot of people don't know about you is we won't speak on your volleyball career. A lot of people don't know about you is so you hear about people that like grew up like the younger brother of like the star quarterback. You grew up the younger brother of Lauren Washington, who was like a stud volleyball player. Can you kind of talk about what that was like?
I mean, you know, it's good having athletes in the family. My whole family, they played in sports growing up. So, you know, just having someone to look up to and, you know, I know she's a girl and she plays volleyball, but just following in her footsteps and, you know, going to Division I and keeping my head on straight.
All right, Casey Washington, wide receiver, former Pflugerville, current Illinois. So it was day two for practice for you up there, Casey. How are you enjoying college life?
Yes, sir. I love it up here. It's still pretty hot, so we're not wearing jackets yet, but, you know, it gets colder up here. And just excited for this season and, you know, just hoping that, you know, we have a season and you know, doing all the right things in order to even have a chance to do that. But right now, practice is looking good. I'm back with the boys, back with the team, and it's just good to be back in this environment.
So, Casey, so whenever you committed to Illinois, like you came up with like I said, those guys, those big names to commit to these like really well-known schools, and all of a sudden Casey Washington commits to Illinois, and everyone was like, what, Illinois? Like, they know Lovie Smith is there, and then you get there, and then bam, they have these huge, huge wins. So what was it about Illinois? Like, how did you kind of, were you able to like kind of see into the future that Illinois was building something big?
Yes, sir. On my first visits, I just felt like, you know, when you go to visit these other schools, you know, it's all about, you know, business and getting things taken care of and trying to hold the spot as a coaches and getting players on the roster. But when I visited Illinois, it just felt like a family-oriented environment. And it just felt really, you know, I didn't have to force anything. I was me the whole time. Kind of felt like family, to be honest. And that's why I'm here, and I still love it to this day.
Casey, what you got on in the earbuds these days? What you jamming?
Man, that baby is fire. Lil Baby's going hard right now.
Bro, I thought you were going to say Duh Baby, and I'm like, okay, bro.
Baby is
he's kind of on the decline, if I do say so myself. So
I agree.
So Casey, I asked this question to all of like the OG guys, the guys that we have like playing at the next level at big time schools. So you got guys like Tobias Harris, you got guys like Jalen Ellis, Garrett Wilson. So going to these big time universities, normally when people think of Texas recruiting, they think of Dallas, they think of Houston. So I mean, is it something that you think about like actively? Is like putting on for the 512 and like really like holding it down for your city at the next level?
For sure. I mean, any opportunity I get to, you know, get on a bigger stage and something that's bigger than myself, I just feel like I gotta embrace the opportunity and I gotta attack. And being able to play Power 5 football and represent the 512 in my situation is just a hell of an experience and opportunity, and I just feel like, you know, why not me, you know?
Yeah, so last question for me is, so You came up with that like crazy class of wide receivers. So what was it like every day, after the game, like going on fan stand or checking the statement to see like, yo, I just put up these crazy numbers. What did Garrett do? What did Jalen do? Like, was it like a competitive thing between you guys? Are y'all all boys?
For sure, we're all pretty cool, but you know, we're all competitors at the same time. So you know, when you get on there after a game and you see a guy, you know, getting pretty close numbers, if not more than you're having, it's just a good atmosphere between us, you know, as friends and competitors to, you know, outdo each other, and it makes everyone better in the long run.
you're probably one of like you're probably the more like multifaceted of the little group. So if I was like putting like a fantasy team together, I think I'll put Casey Washington up on my draft board, which is really saying a lot because I have seen you play volleyball and that like took your stock way down.
Oh man!
So now that I see what you're doing at the next level, I'm like, all right.
Casey, man, because we know that you're busy. You got a lot of football stuff to do. But, man, thank you so much for coming on the show.
A legend.
You are a GOAT. Before we let you go, Casey, who you shouting out to?
Man, shout out to the city, 512. Hold it down. Appreciate you guys.
Hey, Casey Washington, Peeville, Illinois. We do this. Thank you. All right.
That's Lauren. She's going to be mad.
Oh, yeah, word.